Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Robert Crisanti back on the show. Robert is president, CEO of International Franchise Association. Some of my favorite folks on the planet. He's a former undersecretary of technology at the U.S. Department of Commerce, another organization that I have a lot of regard for. And he's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. He's our good friend Robert Crisanti. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be back. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure.
Historic day, no less.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we're going to talk about that historic day in a minute. But before we do that, I want you to give us a report on how the franchise industry fared in 2020, in the year that was this nickname is unprecedented. How did franchises do?
Yeah, I think it's funny, Jim, the way we almost redefined what we used to talk about 2020. We meant 2020 vision, clear and pure,
right,
and, you know, perfect. And now we've been looking back on 2020. It's an alternative four-letter curse word.
It's a curse word, right, yeah.
it's been a very rough year for franchising. And, you know, I think there's a lot of haze on the battlefield still. Out there, but if you were in large part to the quick action of government and of the legislative branch, if you were handing out fried chicken and fast food through takeout windows in your franchise system, you probably had a pretty good year. Mm-hmm. Takeout coffee and takeout donuts and things like that. Those guys probably had just a slightly below average year.
Right.
If you owned a gym for little kids to exercise in, if you owned a coding class for people to take coding lessons on developing games and
right,
things like that, coding skills for the kids, if you owned a trampoline park, you may well have been shut down throughout the entire process, particularly
right,
if you were in highly regulated states like Illinois and other places like that, where you just couldn't ever get your head above water after the month of March 2020.
Were you able to track the impact across different states? Because some states
yeah,
were more onerous than others. Were you able to track the yeah, relative health of and performance of them, say comparing, say Arizona to California or West Virginia to New York or something like that?
Yeah, you know, anecdotally we were. We have not. We don't have the resources, sadly, to go into the numbers and dig into the low level details at this point. But I can tell you that a lot of the franchisors, by their nature, are going to have franchise systems in all kinds of different places. So, mm-hmm, if you are a regional growing taco franchise and you started off in North Carolina and you expanded north up into Maryland and New Jersey and New York, you're going to have a very different experience,
yeah,
with those franchise locations than if you expand, than the ones where you expanded south to Georgia and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You will find a distinction of the businesses being open far more, and the safety measures, there were no details that broke out. I'm sure there'll be some lawsuits here soon, but
right,
overall people were very, very responsible, whatever the, so a lot of the stores, for example, were, I talked to some of the fried chicken franchisees that were out there, and they had a lot more business than they did in the year prior. So their July 2020 looked better than their July 2019 with regard to revenues. But with regard to profits, it looked a lot worse because they ended up buying, you know, masks and gloves and frequent hand washing and how long do you think it'll be?
Do you think we'll be beyond masks by the end of the year?
Oh, yeah. Well, beyond masks, I don't know if we'll ever go back beyond masks. I think people will.
Really?
There's a certain group. Yeah, I think so. I think there's a certain group of us that, you know, it just reminds me of my many travels to Asia when I worked in the Commerce Department. You know, it was not uncommon to walk around all through Asia and see people who were wearing masks.
Years after SARS. Of course, in part of China, they were doing it to get away from the smog. But you see Asians traveling to the U.S. wearing masks, and it's kind of an indoctrination. I hope we get beyond that around here. Going to take a quick break. Right back with Robert Crisanti. We're going to talk about what the new administration means for small and large franchise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.